Hey, everybody. It's Joe Stevenson here for ksrealtyagent.com and Joe the Realtor. And today we're starting a new segment called Better Know a Metro Area. And instead of just talking about the Kansas City area, today we have Kat Brennan from Columbus, Ohio to talk about Columbus. Kat, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's warm.
It's warm? Yeah. Ohio's up north, but it still gets warm there, doesn't it?
It does, believe it or not. Very warm, very warm.
Yeah, we're warm here too. We're just under 90 degrees today. Where are you guys at?
I think we're right. My car said 92. So.
All right. Well, call that into the TV station. That's their official temperature reading for Columbus today, isn't it?
I guess so.
How are things in Columbus? You work mainly in the new homes area. You keep them busy up there?
It's so busy right now. Believe it or not, I am quite busy. In fact, the company I'm working with here in Columbus, like we're actually running out of places to build homes. So It's like we can't get enough land, you know, started and developed to keep going. You know, it's insane.
Well, in Kansas City, we do sprawl quite a bit in all directions. Do you consider Columbus a sprawling metro area? Does it cover a lot of ground? Are you able to find new ground out, you know, kind of on the outlying areas there, or is it pretty dense and built out?
It's interesting you mentioned that. So the company I work for is called Arbor Homes, and we are not like right in Columbus. And okay. I think that's one of the things that is becoming more popular is to go sort of outside that area further out because lower property tax and, you know, you can get in at better prices too. So just overall better. And that's where we're at. We're more south of Columbus.
Okay.
And that's really helped us a lot.
Now, do people move across the metro area quite a bit there? You know, we're in a metro area where some people kind of get into certain areas. Like my brother lives in an area called Prairie Village because his wife's from Prairie Village and won't live anywhere else. And but it's like, I don't know, you could move 10 miles and you're still next to everything. But like somebody who's living on the north side of the metro, do they come out south, or do people pretty much stick to what they know there?
There is a little division north and south, but that being said, people are really opening themselves up to different things just because of the costs. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like I drive 40 minutes to work to get to my office here, with my company. And, you know, you hear a lot of that. It's not unusual, and people expect to have to drive, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes to work. Those are all reasonable times that, I know the people here, you know, they're okay doing.
Yeah. Well, it's the Midwest, like Kansas City, where it's like, it's an 8-hour drive. I'll just do that instead of flying. Yeah. So 40 minutes is like walking across the street to a Midwesterner. Yeah.
Yeah. But exactly.
Now you work for, you mentioned Arbor Homes.
Yeah.
Are you an on-site agent? Do you work out of a model home there and do that sort of thing with them?
Yep. I work out of a model sales office. Now Arbor is newer to Ohio. We've only been here about a year and a half. We're out of Indianapolis. Okay. But yeah, I come here every day, and there's certain office hours we keep. And but it's nice because even though it is warm, I'm in a a beautiful model with lots of AC, and it's not a bad gig, you know.
Yeah. So here in the KC Metro, I've done a lot of new homes work, been an on-site agent myself, and something I found is kind of peculiar to me outside of KC, and I don't know if this is the same for you in Columbus, but you're not, if you go to like another market like Vegas or Denver, maybe not so much Denver, but in Texas on new homes communities, like they're not necessarily licensed agents there, that they're like just kind of salespeople for the company, but you carry a full real estate license and the whole thing and work under a brokerage, right?
Actually, no.
Oh, Yes. Yeah, thank you for busting that misconception. Wow.
Now, I did work. I did have an active real estate license when I worked for another builder here in Ohio, but you do not have to have one. Most of the builders that you work for in this area in Columbus, you don't have to have your real estate license. So it is. We're just regular salespeople, though. Okay. I have had my license since 2010.
Okay. So do you do any resale outside of that? I know sometimes when you're on a new homes community, some builders won't actually let you do that. They say you got to focus on the community, but do you do any, currently as you work at this community, any work outside of your community?
No. Okay. They consider that a conflict of interest.
Gotcha.
So, and since we're recording this, I absolutely would never do that. No. No, my license isn't active. So,
okay. Gotcha. Okay. So there is one or two builders that do it that way in the Kansas City Metro, but they are kind of the bigger players that are like your builder from out of state. So it's not unusual. It's just, yeah, not something I've come across, but, interesting. So, now I did, not too long ago, look up Arbor Homes. And it looks like you guys are hitting a really competitive price point. You guys are doing really well. And frankly, a price point we have trouble meeting in the Kansas City area. And it's unfortunately kind of pricing some people out of new homes. Do you think that's helping you out a lot to be at the price points you guys are with Arbor?
It is. And I think that's another reason why, you know, we're staying pretty busy right now. It's just me and another sales rep for Arbor here. And we've got six, you know, communities here. And the reason, I think part of the reason that we can offer that price is where we're building, which is a little bit outside of Columbus. But even that being said, I mean, we are the leader in prices as far as being the most affordable in this area by far. So
that's great.
By a good 30,000. Yes.
Yeah. So you see a fair number of younger buyers there then with that lower price point, and it's priced out some like first time buyers in our market to the new homes area, to the new homes realm, you know.
I feel like I have, you know, two main buyers, and that would be like young, like first time home buyers starting, you know, wanting to start a family, just getting started with things. But then I'm getting a lot of people looking to downsize. So it's a lot of ranches. I've been working with a lot of like empty nesters, you know, coming in, wanting something. And it's not always downsizing, but it's right, you know, like right sizing and, you know, being on one floor, being that ranch home.
Yeah. Yeah. See a lot of that, you know. You know, Kansas City is a market where somebody doesn't necessarily stay in the same home their whole life. You know, I know Ohio. You know, the major cities in Ohio kind of have both elements of like the East Coast and the Midwest. You know, on the East Coast, people will stay in a house for like generations, but like here in Kansas City, it's like 7 years, time to move. You know, is that kind of mobility around Columbus, or is it a little more stay put type area?
No, absolutely, yeah. It's more, you know, very similar to what you said. I mean, you know, 5-7 years and people are moving on. Mm-hmm. So definitely. But you know, who knows what'll happen coming up. I mean, just with the, you know, prices that you're seeing increasing, at least in this area.
Yeah.
You know, you may have to, and that's why we're seeing, in this area, like short inventory in our existing homes, which is good for me right now, being on this side of things, because that is pushing a lot of people to build a home. So,
Yeah, I definitely have seen that. We have a really tight inventory, and it's barely coming up right now. You know, I had expectations of a lot more inventory coming into our market during the spring, and it didn't happen as much as I thought. And so it is, kind of that isn't a big advantage to the new home. You know, you can kind of go, if you have a little more patience and can wait a while for the home to be built or be finished, you know, you're not necessarily going to get in a bidding war on something that's turnkey, here in KC. So,
Yeah, we get a lot of that because we're a sure thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you sell many homes from the ground up, or are these partially completed specs, or do you guys wait till they're at a certain certain stage of completion before you guys market them? How do you guys do that?
We're mostly from the ground up. Okay. We do have inventory homes though that we get started. They usually, until they're walkthrough ready, like in drywall, that's they're kind of hard to sell prior to that. People want to see it and walk through it, and that's when they'll go faster. But we do have some. We have some inventory home, but most of it, like I said, it's from the ground up. Our build time is like 7 months out. So
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Ours here in KC got up to 10, 12, in some cases, builders were quoting 14-month build times, and it has come back down a little bit. I'm starting to hear 6-month build times here.
Wow. That's strong.
Yeah. And that's from some of the bigger builders who are running multiple job sites at a time and can kind of move their subs from one place to the next. I think some of the smaller guys here kind of struggle with that, but that kind of leads me to another question. Do you guys have a lot of builders in the Columbus area? We're kind of a unique market where we've got both the guys who build 10 homes a year and some companies that are building 120 or more a year. Do you guys mostly have the big builder developer type builders there?
Yeah, I would say it's mostly the bigger ones. And I mean, Columbus is saturated with them. So there's lots of builders. And I guess that's one thing that would set my builder apart, because we are out there a little further. So it doesn't give us as much of competition if people want to drive a little bit. But it is, there's a lot of builder options. So me being in sales, you do have to be on, your game.
Yeah. Yeah. So how far are you from like down? You keep saying out there. How far are you from like downtown Columbus then?
Oh, good. Yeah, I am probably 30 minutes from Columbus. Okay. So I'm sitting in a place called Mount Sterling. And there's not a lot here. I mean, there's not even like, there are no grocery stores here. We have to go to Grove City, which is about 20 minutes north. Mm-hmm. We have, except for Family Dollar and Dollar General. So I'm in a very small rural-like area.
Yeah, a lot of our new development is going out towards what were formerly rural areas in the KC area. So you got to go where the ground is. But yeah, sounds like, yeah, Columbus is very similar to KC in that way.
Definitely.
One thing when I was looking up Columbus that is unique, and I knew this, but, kind of reaffirmed when I was looking at, you guys have a very unique metro area in that it's both the state capital and a pretty big college town at the same time.
Yeah.
That's pretty unique.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not from Columbus originally, but I mean, it's a big deal. People are diehard Columbus and definitely like Buckeyes, like OSU. Yeah. There, you have to be here. I mean, when there's a game on, like the entire city just kind of stops. Unless you're me, and that's the best time to go to the grocery store. So.
Well, I've noticed in new homes when, like for us, the Kansas City Chiefs, when they're playing on a Sunday, and you're sitting in a new model home and somebody comes by, it's like, oh, these people are serious if they're coming out during a Chiefs game. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. They're buying today.
Yep. No joke. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did notice something that I thought was kind of interesting. Kind of when looking up Columbus was, really close in size. You have three metro areas, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, that are all relatively close in metro in like market size. And I was like, oh, well, then why doesn't Columbus have an NFL team? And then it's like, oh, you got Ohio State there. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
You didn't sound like you went to Ohio State.
I did not. No, I did go to, I went to Bowling Green State University. I don't really have a lot to say. I'm going to disappoint people on that, but, the only time I really watch the games is it's like more of a social event for me than what's actually happening. I mean, there's drinks, there's snacks, like I'm there. So,
Yeah, totally. Well, I know about drinks and snacks. We like to eat in Kansas City. Is it got a lot of good places to eat in Columbus?
So many places. It's terrible. Yeah. There's so many cool places here. So it's lots of choices. You could do something different every day, probably for a year. So,
yeah, there's several genres of food Kansas City tries to stake claims to, like both steak and barbecue. And I like both. And so it's just like, these are temptations I don't need, but I'm glad we were known for something here, you know?
That's funny. Good.
I'm sorry, were you saying something there?
Oh, no, no. I was just laughing. You're right. Okay. You're right. No.
Yeah. So, now you said you're not, originally from Columbus.
Correct. So, I'm originally from Ohio. I was born, more northeast, in Geneva. That's a big winery area. Lots of grapes, lots of wineries.
Ohio has wine? Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Lots of vineyards. Yep. Yeah. It's a big deal in Geneva. They even have the grape jamboree, you know, to celebrate, you know, the grapes. It's amazing. Okay. And the wineries.
When is that? I'm coming. I'm going to the grape jamboree.
The last weekend in September.
Okay.
Oh. But nice. it's a fun place to visit. They have, I mean, the wineries are kind of incredible. Like you forget where you're at when you go to these wineries. So
I did not expect that from Ohio. Wines. So
yeah, we have lots of surprises here. Yeah. But yeah, that's where I'm originally from, is Geneva. And I somehow made it here to the center here in Columbus. But and I don't know if you know this, Joe, but I have been in real estate for a little over 20 years now. So it's interesting. I've seen a lot of ups and downs, and this seems to be the right fit for me. My past life, I was a school teacher.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For most people, real estate is kind of a second career. I'm meeting more and more people coming from the education field.
It's hard. Nothing is harder than keeping a class full, like 28, you know, third graders, 9-year-olds, you know, 8-year-olds, you know, teaching them all day, 7-8 hours. Like that's a lot. That's tough, along with parents and the administration and everything. So once you're a school teacher, you can literally do about like any job there is out there. So selling homes, man, that's a breeze.
Wow. If it's a job that makes real estate sound easy, it must be hard. Wow. So 20 years that you're more upfront about it than I am. I try and hide the fact that I've been in it 20 years because I don't want people to figure out how old I am. That means we were both in it like during the crash, like 06, 07, 08, 09. Have you done new homes most of that time, or both new homes and resale?
I got into new homes at the best time, 2009.
Yeah.
So I chose the best time to really hone in on that, which is, I'm laughing because we know that was really tough.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And got my real estate license in 2010. So I've had good timing pretty much my whole life, but, I learned a lot, and, I'm still in it. So who am I to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of same thing. I got involved in a new homes community early in my career, and, I didn't think it would be my career, but here I am 20 years later, doing a podcast about real estate and selling it. And, you know, by the way, Wait, do you see Arbor Homes as sales just jump through the roof after this podcast drops?
Oh, I mean, right?
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. Yeah, you're going to be so busy and you're going to be like, can I come back on your podcast that made me a millionaire multi times over? So yeah.
Hey, I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right. That'd be awesome.
Local asterisk. Yeah. I'm a local asterisk.
Oh yeah. Brian's making sure to, yeah, we put an asterisk by that. Yeah. Well, as somebody who's moved to Columbus from outside of the area, and obviously made it your home now, but what are some of the things we've talked about, some of the things I've learned and picked up about Columbus? What are some of the things you like about it or that stand out to you about it?
I mean, there's so much to do here. I mean, I came from Cleveland, so there's a turnover there too. I mean, I am, you know, the CLE is pretty awesome. But Columbus, it really is home to me. There's just because of the university here, there's so much to do all the time. I mean, you can't, especially in the summer, everywhere you go, there's just outdoor festivals and lots of places to eat and drink. And I mean, that's really more my scene, even with my 6-year-old, there's a ton to do, you know, and there's sporting events, even our baseball, the, what do you call it when they're not the Indians, the Clippers is,
the minor leagues?
Minor leagues. Like, oh my gosh. There is no reason I should ever be talking about sports ever. But there's really, you know, we've got the Clippers. I know. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
There's always games.
Who's the starting pitcher for them? Yeah. What's their record, Kat?
I'm like sweating right now that I even opened up my mouth about sports, like sweating. But it is, there's a lot to do. Food and drink is where it's at for me, and festivals, like music. Put music in the mix of that, it's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun place. You guys see a lot of visitors from out of town or things like that?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Do people vacation to Columbus? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so. Yeah. My mom will say parks and stuff are better in Cleveland, but we get a lot of people out here. I'm part of this Ohio group on Facebook, and the coolest places people are eating and even walking, like park wise, it's always Columbus in this Facebook group that I'm in. And it's really cool to see that. And it's like, I didn't even know that was there. There's all these amazing places. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know that was right down the street or, you know, 10 minutes away. It's awesome.
Yeah. So. It's fun when you live in a place big enough where you can still discover stuff. I've lived in the KC Metro my whole life, and there's still stuff I'm finding. Recently I found this quaint mom and pop restaurant. I believe it's called McDonald's. In all seriousness, there's still pockets of this metro I find that I didn't know existed, and it's cool. I love it.
Well, the cool thing is to, you know, almost play tourist in your own area, get on and see what's actually in your area. I think people forget to do that, or they haven't done it in a long time. And, you know, you can really discover some, you know, awesome areas and things to do if you're looking for it.
So, yeah, in Kansas City, we do get the odd visitor, tourist, you know, somebody coming in from out of town. More regionally, somebody's coming from Omaha or Wichita, but if somebody's really here from out of town and never been here, Kansas Cityans get so excited. They're like, oh my gosh, you found us. Oh, wow. See, we're not flyover country. Aren't we cool? Oh, wait, we're trying too hard. Sorry. You know? Ask me where to eat, you know? Yeah.
McDonald's.
We're running out of time here. Thanks so much for joining us, Kat. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned about Columbus. Anything real quick you want to add or give another plug for yourself or Arbor Homes or anything like that? Shoot out a website or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, our website is yourarborhomes.com. Yeah. So it's easy to find the information there. But yeah, it's been great. It's been nice talking with you. It's been a few minutes. So
yeah,
yeah, I like talking about it. And thanks for inviting me over.
Well, thanks for being our first guest on Better Know a Metro Area. And thanks for doing this with us. It's been fun. And hopefully we get to chat again soon, Kat. Had a lot of fun.
That'd be great. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.